Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Intelligence, arms companies,
well, they all want him.
Big foreign money, etc.
Yeah.
Is all united behind Hillary Clinton. Mm. And the media as well. Media owners and even journalists themselves.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. And you thought there was an American Revolution. You thought that your grandfather beat Hitler. You thought that your grandfather beat the Superman in order to give you some freedom in America, didn't you? Well, my friends, welcome to the new nation that is no longer a nation whatsoever. It is a nation overrun by fools and thieves that have turned us all into serfs. We read today something astonishing. It's something that we hinted at the other day was likely when I said to you, just through common sense and logic, that if the pervert's laptop, that's Anthony Weiner, was being shared by Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, who was communicating with Hillary Clinton, it means that Hillary Clinton's top secret emails were being shared by anyone in the world. And we had an intelligence agent call who said that's 100% right, backdoor right in. And today we read that Clinton's private server was likely hacked by at least five foreign intelligence agencies. And the Dems have the nerve to say the Russians. They don't need the Russians with Hillary Clinton. She is the enemy within. But what is the point of telling you this when you already know it? The deplorables all know who she is. They all know what she is. They know that the machine is behind her. They know that the banks, the intelligence agencies, the arms companies, foreign money, the media, and the media puppets are all behind Hillary Clinton. Because they are the establishment. Make no mistake about it. You are the deplorables. You are the dissidents. And what I'm about to tell you is not very pretty, but dissidents are not treated very well by Satan-worshipping, power-mad lunatics such as those surrounding Hillary Clinton. I woke up this morning and I look at the news, and the first site I go on is my site to see what was put up while I was sleeping. By World and Daily, then I go to Drudge, and I was actually not shocked, but I was pleasantly stunned by the headline, WikiWikan Podesta Practices Occult Magic. I said, my God, this is like Hitler. This is like the Hitler people. They were into witchcraft and magic. Then Julian Assange, WikiLeaks says, Clinton and ISIS are funded by the same money. How many years have I been telling you that something was wrong with the picture when Obama couldn't defeat a ragtag army without a Navy or an Air Force? We defeated Hitler in less time. That's because they are his army. And now we read this garbage, terror threat warning Monday. Are you joking? The very same intelligence agencies who permitted so many events to go on right under their nose and tell us afterwards they had him under surveillance, and now telling us that New York, Texas, and Virginia are all possible targets on Monday? Wait, it gets even worse. Listen to the double talk of the propaganda. Take a guess who the local police and the intelligence agencies are warning us to be on the lookout for. Are you ready? Violent extremist ideologies, no word for Islam, no word for Muslim, no word for ISIS. Violent extremist ideologies, that could be, I guess, your son who just came back from Afghanistan. Sovereign citizen. That mean a white male who is not ready to be rolled over and have his malehood removed by the radical feminists who are running America, or the other extremist activity. This is what your illegitimate federal government is putting out there. She said, big deal. It's all nonsense. I know more than you. I'm a smart liberal. I live in a big city. I make a lot of money. I'm so much smarter than you. What kind of freedom do you want? What do you mean you don't have freedom? What kind of freedom do you want? I can have sex with an animal if I want under Hillary. It's great. Obama's blew the door off all of this Christian mythology. I can sleep with a zebra and I'm not guilty about it anymore. What do you mean freedom? We have the freedom to do anything we want. If it feels good, we do it. Why not do it in the road? We do it in the road. So I get an email this morning from a friend of mine to show you that, as I predicted yesterday on the show, the day before on the Savage Nation, there will be violence after this election, especially if Trump should come as the underdog and win the election. The radical left has created an army of Occupy, an army of Black Lives Matter, an army of all of these street thugs, these agitators. They're all ready to go, and they're ready to be activated. They're ready to be triggered. George Soros, the most dangerous man in the world, in my opinion, gave Black Lives Matter $70 million. Now, when is the last time that George Soros had a black person to a dinner party in his apartment? If you're a black person, listen to what I just said to you. When is the last time this communist manipulator, agitator, money changer in the temple last had a black to dinner? I don't know the answer. Maybe he has black folks over every night. It could be he likes soul food. I really doubt it. So why is he funding Black Lives Matter and giving them $70 million? The same man who put Obama in the White House, according to my analysis. That's the army. Those are the armies of the night. So I get an email when I wake up this morning from a friend of mine. I should just say, generally, he's a former Navy SEAL. He's not a Navy SEAL, but he was. Came to me 4 a.m, and he says to me, Michael, classic story. My daughter turns 21 today, November 4th. I warned her not to go to a party, and I won't name the town. It's a liberal town in Sonoma County, California. He said, my daughter is a black belt in Taekwondo. She's also very conservative. She believes in the Constitution. So she gets in a discussion with some liberal moron girl. The girl cold cocks her from Portside. And he said, Michael, it is a testament to the coming storm. I told you that the liberals are the fascists, didn't I tell you? They don't want to use reason because they have no reason. All they have is violence. That's story number 3. Here's another little one for those of you who don't know what's going on. This election is an election between pure, unadulterated America in the form of naked capitalism, as exemplified by Donald Trump, and pure worldwide socialism, as exemplified by Obama and Hillary Clinton. What is socialism? It means a very small power group runs the world, runs the nation, makes billions of dollars, and cuts benefits for everyone up and down the line. So a guy sends me this one today. Corvette owner explains the difference between capitalism and socialism. And it goes like this. It's a picture of a shiny new Chevrolet Corvette. A guy looked at my Corvette the other day and said, I wonder how many people could have been fed for the money that sports car cost. I replied, I'm not sure. It fed a lot of families in Kentucky who built it. It fed the people who make the tires. It fed the people who made the components that went into it. It fed the people in the copper mine who mined the copper for the wires. It fed people who make the trucks that haul the copper ore. It fed the trucking people who hauled it from the plant to the dealer and fed the people working at the dealership and their families. That is the difference between capitalism and welfare mentality. When you buy something, you put money in people's pockets and give them dignity for their skills. When you live in a state-controlled economy, you wind up with one salami hanging in a butcher store with a line wrapped around the block like in the ex-Soviet Union. Now let's play the music again, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number is 855-400-7282, 855-phone-it-savage. That is more or less the opening to this Friday edition of the Savage Nation. It's the calm before the storm. We're in the center, the eye of the hurricane. We're all sitting here holding our breath. Meanwhile, the con man in the White House has just shortened the sentences for another 72 drug dealers in federal prisons. That's right. All told, the con man in the White House has granted 944 people clemency, including 324 drug dealers who are serving life sentences. The White House is boasting that it's more than the previous 11 presidents combined. Now, why would this revolutionary president, and I say that in a negative context, not in a positive one, you see, not all revolutionaries are good. Some revolutionaries are evil. Mao Zedong was a revolutionary in China. He led to the deaths of 60 million fellow Chinese. There are other examples. So this revolutionary in the White House is boasting that it has released more federal inmates than the previous 11 presidents combined. Now, most are considered nonviolent offenders. I wonder what that means. Because to the thugs who run the government, what does nonviolent offender mean? Although some were convicted of firearms charges and connected with drug dealing. White House counsel Neil the Spokesmouth Eggleston says the individuals have earned a second chance. Why don't they give a second chance to the American Marines serving 20-year sentences in Fort Leavenworth who were arrested simply for doing their job, Mr. Obama? And now you understand the rest of that story. Here's another example of what this draconian government has done. A homeless veteran dies in the cold while refugees are given free food and housing. Source, U.S. Chronicle. Did you hear this? Well, my friends, that's what's going on. That's the world we live in. The damage will go on long after this revolutionary leaves the White House. And people are saying, well, you know, Hillary will be the, the third term of Hillary Clinton. The third term of Barack Obama, pardon me. It won't be the third term of Barack Obama. It will be the next term for the Clinton administration. See, they've already ruined the nation with 8 years. Now, many of you were deluded into thinking the Clinton years were great years. What you don't know is that's what caused, that laid the groundwork for the dissension in America today. Bill Clinton exported our factories and jobs with NAFTA. If you remember that election, Ross Perot came along, a very successful businessman. And he was real popular. He pulled a lot of votes away from the Republican candidate. Of course, that's what he was put up there for. He was a tremendous salesman, Ross Perot. Folksy delivery, looked inside the hood of a car kind of ad. Now, when I look inside the hood of a car and I see something broken, I know how to fix it. Well, I'm looking inside the hood of this country called America, and I see a battery cable disconnected. Well, he was so popular. Well, guess why Ross Perot pulled votes away from the Republican candidate and gave us Bill Clinton? Well, I was the only one. I remember it to this day. I was early in radio. It was 94, 5, I think, around that period. I said, wait a minute. Hold it. What is this? Ross Perot owned a company called, I forget the name of it, but it was a data processing company. EDS or ETS or something, Education Data Service. I said, wait a minute. What does this big company of his do, Ross Perot? Well, it processes welfare checks for the federal government. So I said, wait a minute, put two and two together. What he's doing here, he's sounding like a populist appealing to the masses of disaffected Americans in order to make sure they don't vote for a Republican, but they vote third party for him, therefore guaranteeing the election of Ross Perot. I don't have the tape. I could prove it. That was my insight when I began in radio. Well, of course, that's right. So it was all a con. Why would he do that? Where was he deriving most of his income in my analysis? If he has a data processing firm that's processing federal welfare checks, what would he want? Wouldn't he want to continue that business through a federal government that's friendly to him? And wouldn't he want to increase the welfare rolls? You think there's anything more to things than that? You know, whenever you're confused about anything, just ask yourself one question. Where's the money? And follow the money. That'll answer almost all of your questions. That's all. Next case. Calls now. Savage Nation. Kay on WJR in Detroit. Welcome to the show, Kay. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm actually in Berea, Ohio. Anyway, I love your book. I borrowed it from the library, and it's on a waiting list, Michael. And I love your picture on it, because when I was reading it, I felt like you were face-to-face with me. And I got to tell you, I love your show because you are so spot on. I enjoy it so much. You are.
Where are you in Ohio?
In Berea, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland.
And you pick me up how, on WJR or on the internet?
No, I don't have an internet. I only have a radio. No TV.
So that station goes all the way over the border, huh?
I know. Isn't it great? I am so glad to get you here.
Well, I suggest that you get internet and learn how to stream the show for the future.
Yeah, I don't.
And I thank you very much for the call. 855-407-2282. And now in my hometown of San Francisco, the dirtiest, sickest city in America, Dee Dee on line 5. Welcome to the program. Dee Dee, what's on your mind?
Michael, I am one of your appointed savagettes from 99 before the election in 2000.
Oh, you're one of the 25 women listeners I have. That's awesome.
Yes, but I'm telling you, just like the previous lady, I can say from experience, you're calling it like it is. You've been doing it for many years, and let's have faith that the Trump trend will continue. The fact that when he started...
But did you hear the opening of the show, what was leaked out by Julian Assange? He will not be permitted to win. Did you hear that?
No.
I'll replay it when I come back. They got inside track on it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Trump would not be permitted to win. Banks, intelligence, arms companies.
Well, they all want him.
Beat foreign money, etc.
Yeah.
Is all united behind Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
And the media as well. Media owners and even journalists themselves.
That is the voice of the world's number one dissident, Julian Assange, who through his hacking skills has revealed the true evil nature of the New World Government, notably in this case the candidate for president on the Democrat Socialist Islamist ticket, known as Hillary Clinton. And he's saying that Trump will not be permitted to win. But it even gets worse. You're not going to believe some of these other statements that came out from him. I mean, you got to listen to this. If you really want to know who she really is, as opposed to your suspicion that she's a safer bet than Trump, I invite you to listen to this. This is as a result of emails that were hacked. Now, what do you mean by emails that were hacked? Let's say you have a traitor in government who is so sneaky that you don't really know what this traitor is doing, because that's why they're a traitor. They're smart. They may be evil, but they're smart evil. So they find ways to hide their communications to their band of thieves. They're the other villains in their group. So they use, let's say, the laptop of a pervert in New York in order to transfer messages. Well, according to Julian Assange, the world's number one dissident, hacked into the emails. And look what he found out about Hillary Clinton. You're not going to believe this. It's so amazing for you to hear what this is. And that is that Clinton and ISIS are funded by the same money. Listen to number 01.
There's a early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. And perhaps because Saudi and Qatari money is spread all over the place, including into many media institutions.
So why would Saudi Arabia fund ISIS? Well, the real question is, why hasn't Saudi Arabia joined our fake coalition to defeat ISIS? They have a wonderful air force, airplanes courtesy of the genius of the white Christian male here in America, courtesy largely of the training of the white Christian males in the Air Force who know how to fly them. Is that disturbing you a little bit? Too bad. You want reality? Listen to this show. You want unreality? Don't listen to this show. So the Saudis got the planes from us, got the training from us, not from me, not from you, but from the hardcore descendants of Eddie who defeated Superman. And they're not defeating ISIS because ISIS is their de facto renegade rogue army trying to take down the opposition in Syria. Can you believe this? And of course, Saudi Arabia has another element to it. They're Sunni. It's hard for us to follow this crap. And yet we bring more of them in. I love this. They're running around chopping each other's heads off, blowing up the other guy's kindergarten class, Muslim to Muslim since 1100, the year 1100. Sunni, Shia, Shia, Sunni, Sunni, Shmia, Shmia, Dia, Hini, Mooney, Duni, Mooney, Sunni. No one knows what it is. What's a Sunni and what's a Shia? I don't give a damn. How's that? I don't want them here. They've been killing each other 1,000 years and you want to bring them in? Why? Because you're a psycho. Unless you're using them to start killing everyone else. Sunni, Shia, one is descended from Muhammad, the other one's descended from Muhammad's cousin, therefore they're apostates, they're not the real McCoy. 1,000 years they've been killing each other, these throwbacks, these mental defectives, these inbred mental defectives have been killing each other 1,000 years. 1,000 years they haven't produced one invention. Why? Why haven't they produced a single invention in the Middle East? Think about it. Other civilizations in their history produced things. Chinese, I said to you, by the 11th century, the Chinese were sailing six-masted ships around the world. They invented gunpowder. Why is it that these people in Arabia have invented nothing since perhaps the ninth century? What happened to them? Well, oh, there's so many answers to that question. The answer is we don't need them here. That's the simple answer. That's the shortest answer. The short answer is only an insane nation would bring them in to kill each other in this country and then have it spill over into our streets. But that's over. You know, you have Hussein Obama in the White House. His middle name tells you everything you need to know. The man's middle name is Hussein. That's all you need to know. The rest is history. There's more stuff I could play. But I'd rather just not build up the blood pressure and get the palpitation level higher. I'd rather just play some rock and roll for a minute, invite your calls at 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. I would invite you to call in with your favorite passage from Scorched Earth and tell me about who you gave the book to before this big election. And I'm warming you up, but I'm about to play for you. Now, the worst person in the history of the United States of America, the one who should have been in jail a long time ago, gives a speech yesterday blaming the execution of gays in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, not on Muslims who did it, who butchered them, castrated the men. You don't know any of this. Do you know what they did to the gay people after shooting them, these wonderful Muslims in that nightclub? They butchered them. While they were dying, they were butchering them. Hillary Clinton has the nerve last night to blame the massacre in that gay nightclub on a lack of gun control. Listen to clip number 12.
The leading cause of death for young African American men, more than the next nine causes combined, is gun violence. We have 33,000 people a year dying from guns. I just cannot tolerate this any longer.
Yeah, and go on. The rest of it's the important part, Robert.
I have met the families of those who've lost loved ones, who've lost the first graders in Sandy Hook.
Oh, speed it up already.
Church.
Come on, we're all not in a church in North Carolina. Talk like a human.
The club goers in Orlando.
Now, let's stop right there. She blames the slaughter of the gays in Orlando. Gay people pay careful attention on a lack of gun control, not a lack of immigration control, especially immigrants from Muslim nations. That's the real cause. And what you have to understand is this is dangerous rhetoric. And to prove to you, because you've forgotten already the slaughter of the gays in the Orlando club, I do my homework, and so does my team, Robert and Jim and Doug. They pulled the 9/11 call right after the slaughter, actually during the slaughter in Orlando. And what you're going to hear, if you listen carefully, is one of the killers, Mateen, the Muslim, speaking in Arabic, telling you he's doing this in the name of ISIS. Listen to clip number 26 on the Savage Nation.
Emergency 911, this is Dr. Lyons, being recorded. What?
I want to let you know, I'm in Orlando, and I did the shooting.
What's your name?
My name is, I pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State.
Okay. What's your name?
I pledge my allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Hafidullah, on behalf of the Islamic State.
Now, of course, had Mateen not been killed by the police, he would be voting for Hillary. He might be giving out I'm with her bumper stickers now. He probably would be on stage with Hillary, calling Donald Trump a racist. And that's the world that we live in. That's the sad world we live in. And we, the dissidents in America, are left to pick up the pieces of the propaganda, around-the-clock lies. You could call it denial. Don't think Hillary doesn't know who did the shooting at the gay nightclub. How could any gay person listening to the show vote for her? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Well, I do get it. I know what brainwashing is. They painted Trump into something he isn't, and they made her into something she isn't. So people go along like the robots they are. When you have around-the-clock propaganda being put out by Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, and all of the others in the media, spoon-feeding the big lie about Donald Trump, while elevating the other candidate, let's leave it at that, what do you expect to happen amongst people who don't have any analytical skills? Huh? Okay, my friends, my hands are turning cold. They actually turn cold from that. Would you believe turn cold from that soundbite? Do you have any idea what was going on while that animal was slaughtering the gay people? You know that they were shooting them one at a time and then castrating the men? Did you know that? They were in rivers of blood in the nightclub. Do you understand you're bringing in a death cult and a death cult that feasts on human blood? Why is this happening? The president's middle name is Hussein. My name is Michael Savage. I'll be back in a minute, Mr. and Mrs. Deplorable. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You want to cause a revolution? You did, you idiots, you leftist fools. You can't even go out of your own house safely now for fear of getting mugged. Go ahead, you caused a revolution, now live with it. Fred on KSFO, line 6, what's on your mind? Fire away, go ahead.
Oh, Dr. Savage, it's a great honor to speak with you. My quick point is, I watched a video that you did, first thing I did when I woke up, and I saw it as almost spin. He didn't say it the way they're spinning it. I felt like that was the answer to a question.
What are we talking about? You watched what video?
The Assange video, the one where...
Okay, so what's your main point? Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, you watched the video and...
I believe that was the answer when he said that Trump can't win or, all these powers...
Well, okay, I just played that he said he can't win, so what is your point?
My point is that's not what... You didn't hear the full... I'm afraid we didn't hear the full context of the full conversation.
No, so what's the full context?
That his answer is, without what I'm doing...
All right, thanks for the call. You know, that's four times. National show, call screener didn't ask him to clarify his thoughts. Instead, goes on like he's talking to Joe Schmo in a supermarket line. And I have to pull it out of him. You know, I got a bit of a headache right now. Not a bad one. Not a bad one's about to clamp. It's an exhaustion headache. It's an exhaustion from this election headache. It's an exhaustion from the lies in the media headache. It's an exhaustion from a traitor in the White House who was painted as a hero. It's an exhaustion from a woman who should have been in prison a long time ago who's still getting away with murder right on the public stage. Kind of headache, you know. Kind of catches up with you. It's an exhaustion from the propaganda in the media. For example, Politico reporter, Politico. How long have I told you Politico was an arm of Hillary? I told you this for years. They elevated themselves up to like a news organization. They're pimps! Low life, nobodies! Why am I saying that with such rage? Politico reporter gets caught again sending a story to a Clinton staffer for approval. You hear this? Did you hear the story about Politico? How did they suddenly come out of nowhere, these low-grade IQs? Glenn Thrush. All quoting him. Every minute he's on CNN, MSNBC, Glenn Thrush, a Politico. Nobody knows this jerk. But they made him into a certifiable news source in America. For the second time in less than a month, Politico chief political liar Glenn Thrush, he has thrush of his brain, has been caught sending stories to Hillary Clinton staffers for approval in advance. Thrush sent an email to Clinton Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri, that's a communications director, as a paid liar, with the subject line, please read ASAP, don't share, revealed in WikiLeaks' release of Clinton campaign chairman John, the Satan worshiper Podesta's emails. The eight paragraphs that Brain Thrush sent Palmieri were filled with glowing sentences about her. He was kissing her behind. So she wrote in the forwarded email to Clinton, he did me courtesy of sending what he was going to say about me. Seems fine. Do you have any idea what a violation that is of ethics? Do you have any idea? Oh, ethics and journalism. Sorry, they're all graduates of the Society of Professional Journalists. The Society of Professional Prostitutes would be at a higher level than the Society of Professional Journalists, in my estimation. Because the prostitutes don't go to school for what they do. They just do it for the income. These guys go to school for what they do. So they should know better. They get their brains rewritten. So, you read Politico, Schmelico. Who is this jerk? Glenn Thrush. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here. How many times has he been on Fox News, Glenn Thrush? How many times has Snow White had him on? How many times has Bill O'Reilly had him on? How many times have I been on Snow White or Bill O'Reilly? Zero. Why? Government media complex. Beware the government media complex. So you say, why is this happening in America? There's no fourth estate. It has become the fifth column. We are living in the equivalent of the United Soviet States of America, the USS of A. Read all about it in Scorched Earth, your one-stop source of information for the election on Tuesday.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
All right, stop the music. We have breaking news coming out of the Bronx, New York. Obama's war on the police has just claimed two more victims. That's right, two more victims. In my day, nobody would have ever shot a cop. The city would have been shut down. Two NYPD police officers shot in Bronx responding to a home invasion, a source told FoxNews.com. Two police officers were rushed to nearby Jacoby Medical Center. One officer was shot in the head and the other shot in the leg, according to the police. The gunman was killed. Oh, one less Democrat voter. A source told the New York Daily News. The shooting occurred at around 3 p.m. Eastern, which would have been about an hour ago in New York City. Now, you say, well, why am I saying it's Obama's fault? Why? Why? You have forgotten what Hussein has done since his first day in office with the rhetoric and the rhetoric of Eric Holder, the anti-cop rhetoric, day after day after day after day after day after day, and now the thugs are no longer intimidated by the police. The thugs know they can shoot first and then run away. In the old days, there were not that many police being killed. If a cop got shot, they closed the city down. And they hunted that cop killer to the end of the earth. And then they went to the crime families. And they told them that unless you turn in that cop shooter or cop killer, you're out of business. You're not going to have one numbers racket running in the city. Not one hooker is going to walk the street. No one is going to gamble in a gambling den unless you turn in that cop killer. Those are the good old days. I haven't heard Hillary give a speech about the cop killers today. She's busy debasing America somewhere, attacking the FBI agent and the FBI itself. Did you hear that story yet? Welcome to the Savage Nation, hour number two. Headline on Fox News is, of course, what you'd expect from this regime. They want to fire James Comey. So all of the most corrupt and evil members of Congress are demanding that the head of the FBI be fired for doing his job. Have you ever seen anything like this? That's like a cop doing his job and that now they're screaming get rid of him. And who is behind it? Do you know who's the number one loudmouth who wants Comey gone? Valerie Jarrett, the Iranian agent inside the White House. Now, why would Valerie Jarrett be interfering in an investigation like this? Who is Valerie Jarrett? What do you mean, Valerie Jarrett? I never voted for a Valerie Jarrett. Dems trying to nudge Comey out of the FBI after Clinton probe decision. And who's pushing it? Valerie Jarrett, Obama's chief advisor. You never elected her, did you? Who is this strange woman? Well, I never heard of her. She's a nice lady with a scarf. So they want him out. Then House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, one of the most esteemed and clean congresswomen in the history of America. The woman with the cleanest skirts in Congress is joining the fray, and she says maybe Comey's not in the right job. Some have thought Nancy Pelosi's not in the right mind. Some in the media have thought Nancy Pelosi's not only not in the right job, she's not in the right mind. So she wants Comey out as well. Not to be outdone is Senator Chuck Upchuck Schumer. Senator Upchuck Schumer of New York called Comey's actions appalling. Lost confidence. So they're all lining it up. What has Comey actually done? I don't know. What did he actually do wrong? He did his job, and that's not allowed under a dictatorship. It didn't go through the Central Clearinghouse of Iran. If it didn't clear the mullahs in Iran via the conduit Valerie Jarrett, then it's not a good thing for the FBI to be doing this kind of work. Because God knows what may come out next. See, if Comey has continued to go along with his investigation and find what these emails contain, and they see a chain going from Obama, Jared, Hillary, mullahs in Iran, despots in Saudi Arabia, that's not good for business. Not good. Hush, hush, my darling. So get rid of the head of the FBI in your lifetime. Would you believe this? Well, you better believe it. Because that's what's going on. That's all. 855-400-7282. Robbery suspect shoots two NYPD sergeants in Bronx. One wounded in the head. Heavily armed gunman killed in firefight. 2 weeks ago in San Francisco, an SF cop, because he was under the constraints of the new federal laws, which have cops getting killed like flies now, he was not able to shoot the thug who was on the run after a robbery. The thug shot him in the head. And then the police shot the thug, and you know what the idiot police chief said? The moron they found with an IQ lower than a newt. A newt has a higher IQ than the SF police chief. The moron gives a press conference and says, we're celebrating that the perpetrator was able to live. It shows that our new policing policies are work, that he wasn't shot. You hear this? Alice in Wonderland. Several people stabbed at Rutgers School of Business campus in New Jersey. Ah, that's norm today. You used to go to college to learn something. Now you go to college to... Look what they let into the college. Take a look at what they let in now. College grad. Stabbed at Rutgers School of Business. You hear what? The guy didn't get in the right grade? One person causing him for the stabbing spree. No description. Who did the stabbing? We don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. But the other day when a white man shot cops in the Midwest, they had his picture, his grandmother's dental work was shown on the news within 13 seconds. Hey, white man shoots cop. Here's his grandmother outside the nursing home. Hey, grandmother, what do you think about your grandson shooting cop? And here's a picture of the grandmother's dental work. If it's not a white man, you don't know who does anything anymore, right? Hey, how are you out there? How are you out there in the real world? Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz. I'm not the Wizard of Oz. I'm Michael Savage. The phone number is 855-47282. 855-SAVAGE. It's getting crazy. Here's another breaking story if it's not enough for you. If you really want a heart palpitation, here's another one. Chris Christie aides guilty in Bridgegate scandal. Bingo, another news story. Chris Christie aides guilty in Bridgegate scandal. You hear, this is the biggest scandal in America. Not Benghazi. Not all of the deaths surrounding Benghazi. Not who told them to stand down, etc. No, Bridgegate became the number one story of the criminals running a Democrat machine. What else is in the news? Let's see, here's Donald. Every picture of Donald Trump, they try to make him like an idiot now with the mouth open, looking down on the side. She's always looking like Joan of Arc, like a hero they found somewhere to save America. You talk about propaganda. It's good to have a clear mind, I'll tell you that. Here's a moron. Bill Kristol's never gotten anything right in his life. Here is a guy, if he didn't have a father, to give him the money to open the Weekly Standard. Bill Kristol says Hillary will win and do better than Obama and Trump. Now, who's Bill Kristol? He's a puffy-faced rich boy who has never worked a day in his life, owns a magazine called, I don't even know the name of it, I forgot already, the Meekly Standard. And he's a regular on MSNBC to show you how smart he is. Here's a guy that without his father's money, I would imagine, in my day, a shoe store, maybe not even a woman's shoe store, maybe a man's shoe store in Jackson Heights, because he liked the socks, the smell of the socks. And you go home at night alone like Marty. He wouldn't even have a dog. You just go home alone, and that would be it, sit in front of a TV, drinking a diet soda, waiting for the next day in the shoe store. Now he's on MSNBC. Kristol, Hillary will win, do better than Obama and Trump. Here's the schmuck who said Trump couldn't win the primaries. Here's the schmuck who said Trump won't get out of the starting gate. He's still on television? All right. Said Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol from Friday. He told this on MSNBC. How did they have this guy on? Why would they have him on? Why? What would they be the point of asking him? If Bill Kristol wrote a book, how many copies would sell? Answer, fewer than Hillary Clinton's book. If Bill Kristol wrote a book and it was in bookstores, how many copies would it sell? Answer, fewer than Nancy Pelosi's book. If Bill Kristol wrote a book, how many copies would it sell? Fewer than Maureen Dowd's book. But how much would they pay him? $8 million. That's how the country works today. That's why I say it's Friday. You can't take this anymore. I mean, unless you live in an inner city ghetto where 100% vote for Hillary, then you'll believe Bill Kristol. But they don't even read the Weekly Standard. They'd probably burn his magazine down if they knew who wrote it. The Weekly Standard is, forget about it. I don't even want to talk about him. He's irrelevant. He's like Pinchy Sulzberger of the New York Times. Again, if he didn't have a father who gave him the newspaper, the publisher of the New York Times, Pinchy Sulzberger, could have done if he was a kid from my background with no father, no money to start with, and he actually had to go to high school by bus, then go to a city college, and then work after school. I'd say Pinchy Sulzberger, the most he could have done, mortuary assistant at Queens General Hospital. That's on a good day. Mopping up the remains. I'm having fun. What do you want me to do, get upset? I'm upset enough already. But I sleep like a baby knockwood. Thank God. Nothing bothers me. My mother used to say that about people. Thank God nothing bothers them. She used to like say that. Look at him, nothing bothers. I'm not like that. Everything bothers me. An ant can't go by. I used to be known years ago. If an ant walked by, I would comment on it. Well, I'm a zoologist. I would watch how an ant walks by. I watch how an inchworm walks by. Of another friend tells me an inchworm story. This is a big, burly man. He could kill you with a look, break your neck. He could break your neck with a breath. Former Navy SEAL, tough as nails, wonderful man all around, total American. He said he was somewhere down in Southern California last week, and he says he sees everything. Nothing goes by his eyes, you know. He's got the best eyes in the world. It's because he used to be a sniper, I believe. So he said, I saw a little worm crawling on the pavement, trying to get somewhere. And he said, I looked over, there was a bus filled with senior citizens looking at him. And he said, I reached down for this little inchworm. And he said, I put it gently in my hand and I lifted it up and I put it into a rose garden. And he said, all the seniors stood up and applauded. I said, you know, you just exemplified Western civilization at its best. You got ISIS going into a nightclub and slaughtering people and castrating them, blowing the other guy's kindergarten up, boiling children alive, putting them into bread makers, and we save inchworms. And that's why the atomic bomb was invented, by the genius of Western civilization. We need a president who's not afraid to use the maximum weapons on the cockroaches of the human race. It's as simple as that. Now, a Democrat used it. Don't get mad at me now. Don't jump the gun on it. Never forget it was a Democrat, Harry Truman, who dropped two atomic bombs to end World War II. So don't be so quick on the trigger there. He dropped two of them to save lives here. Oh, I need music. What is it, 18 minutes after the hour? How did this get so far already? How did it move along so quickly? I would invite your calls, but there are no open lines. That's all I can do is just keep doing this show, just keep plowing along here. Hey, my friends, I'll be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I figure if I vote for her, the gravy train keeps flowing into the casinos. If I vote for Trump, actually it could be better. There'll be more casinos if I vote for Trump. So I don't know. It's like a split decision if I were a Native American. Now, here's a local story from the San Francisco newspaper that's a shocker. Francis Ford Coppola explains why he's opening a Native American-themed restaurant. That caught my eye because this makes no sense. This is the guy who directed The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, all-around great director. This guy was a cultural icon many years ago. But then he became a wine guy. Okay, fine. He moved on. The opening of Huero Wocomoco, director Francis Ford Coppola's new Geyserville restaurant, has been a bit controversial. The PC police are saying he's, it's cultural appropriation. Only Indians should be able to open an Indian restaurant. You hear the schmucks? What, only Italians should open an Italian restaurant? Well, what are you, idiots? Morons, these leftists. They've never opened a lemonade stand. So Coppola now explains, he says he's paying homage to a culture he admires, interested in a child. So he's opening some, I don't understand an Indian, the Pamunkey tribe in Virginia allowed Coppola to use the name for the establishment. That's just a hard name, man. I'd like to make a reservation at Huero Wocomoco restaurant. You know, name is everything. How could you make a reservation if you can't spell it? First of all, the operators are probably outsourced in India. Now imagine calling an operator saying, can I have the phone number of a Wocomoco restaurant? That three times they have to transfer it to another Hindu. After the Pamunkey tribe in Virginia allowed him to use the name for the establishment, he moved forward with his plans, building a menu himself with wines from the revived Virginia Dare Winery and culinary input from, quote, a council of advisors consisting mainly of Native Americans of different tribes from around the country. Excuse me, they're so acculturated. What are they talking about here? What's going to be on a Native American restaurant, I wonder? Mainly it's all endangered species. So he's going to be serving like endangered eagle feathers, eagle claw, eagle gizzards, buffaloes, rare gear monsters. I don't know what the heck they're going to put on a menu. I would imagine that somewhere on that menu, on the Coppola's Native American menu, might be things such as once beaten gear monster over cactus mash and buffalo blood drizzle. That would be a hot one. Here's another one I thought of. I mean, maybe I should be a menu consultant for Coppola. Daisy flower pancake smothered in eagle droppings. Or buffalo testicles au jus. Did he say Jew? No, I said Jew. It's different. What did he just say? Did he insult the people there? No, buffalo testicles au jus. You have to know French to get that one. Don't call the PC police. I did not make a Semitic remark. Ha ha ha. That's crazy, the world. Okay, he could open. He's got plenty of money. I've thought about opening restaurants when I'm half sane. I've had a friend that was in the restaurant business. He warned me, never. Are you crazy? It's the toughest business in the world. You blink, they rob you. You're one meal away from extinction. You got one cook who doesn't lavos los manos and he puts it into the spaghetti, you're out of business. What the heck can they put in there? How is this different than all the Mexican restaurants opened by Caucasians? I don't understand this. What is in a Native American restaurant? I wrote a book, Earth Medicine, Earth Foods. I'm not being disrespectful. And by the way, what's the ethnic attachment of the Cheesecake Factory? I bet you could trace it back to like, I don't know, is that a cultural appropriation of like people who raised cattle that they're ripped off? Don't I eat Native American food on Thanksgiving, by the way? Isn't that what that is?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wake up, you are the Upper East Side of Manhattan who thinks he knows everything. You schmuck, you're losing your country. You moron, you. They're stealing the country from you. Your putt, your grandfather fled Russia, and look what you did to it. Because you're so greedy and so drugged up, you don't even know what you're giving away. Steal the election next week. And you're marching around like she's the salvation. You destroyed America. You, Mr. and Mrs. New York, who think you know everything. Play the music. I don't want to talk right now.
You put Hussein in office. You put Hussein in office because you think you're a good liberal?
Gave yourself a little halo, a pat on the back. Wake up, moron. You want more of the throwbacks in here, huh? They've been killing each other 1,000 years, and you need more of them. Oh, I'm not a racist. Ooh, not me. I live in Manhattan. I'm not a racist. We're multicultural. Ooh. I'm not a racist like that Trump. You idiot, you. Brainless. They'll steal the election. If Trump is winning, they'll steal it anyway. And the Department of Injustice, run by... Oh, don't let me say it. Play the song. What can we do? What can we do about it when they steal the election? Stop the coming civil war, not... They want a civil war! They want tanks in the streets! They thirst for tanks in the streets. This is what despots do. Especially devil-worshipping despots like this administration. If you actually study what I study every day before I do a show, and you saw the leaked emails about what John Podesta is, the number one advisor to Hillary, involved with the Aleister Crowley cult of blood and skulls, and you say, oh my God, it's like Goebbels and Himmler. It's just what I've been saying. Hitler was surrounded by anti-Christian devil worshippers. And that is why they were able to drink the blood of humanity. Because they had no humanity. And now we see a woman who is as cold-blooded behind the scenes as you could ever imagine. I know what you keep saying, but what about him? What about him? What did he actually do? How many people have died around Donald Trump? Zero. So far as I know, not one construction worker ever fell off one of his buildings while building it. And yet you tell me he's so evil. Why? Because the propagandists at Politico told you so? The people who, it was found out today, work for the Hillary campaign? Oh, Wolf Blitzer, reliable source, Mr. Blinky, told you that Trump's no good? Jake Tapper, another stooge of the lowest order? Who, Anderson Stooper? If you didn't give him a script, the guy couldn't read his own name. Couldn't pass a driver's license test, in my mind. Guy couldn't read it like a chart for like eyeglasses unless someone told him what the letters were. Nah, what's the point of talking to you? I don't give up. I'm just getting started. Every day the propaganda around the clock, around the clock, around the clock. That's all they do. Around the clock. Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump racist, Trump homophobe, this phobe, that phobe. Hillary great, Hillary wonderful, Hillary terrific, first woman, first woman, first woman. That's all. Around the clock. Coppola on his Native American restaurant. That's all I'm putting. Restaurant. Wine, food, why not? Eating well is the best revenge. They used to say living well is the best revenge. Well, that's part of that is eating. And you think I'm like leading into selling you like a savage menu now, a menu item. No, I don't have anything to offer you. I'm no menu item. I have one great guy who advertises wine.com. Oh, God, did I give the wrong number out? I mean, no, I gave the wrong... I can't remember. He's the greatest. You better give me the advertisers. I got to make that one up. I drink his wine. It's not just, that's the wrong address. That's what I look up for. I'm looking up a wine in a store. They don't sell anything. That's so great that you have like this device that you can go in like, you're like in a rack, you know, labels. You don't know what you're buying. Figure it costs more, it's better, right? Is it all $2 Chuck? No, it isn't. It's really different. I love cynics who say like, oh, all the wine is the same. It is, yeah, like all cars are the same. A Bentley is the same as a Toyota, right? Like if you don't know cars, a Bentley is the same as a Toyota. If you don't know wine, you know what I'm saying? One is as good as the other. If you don't know politicians, Hillary is as good as Trump. The same thing. It requires no skill to say a thing like that. Yeah, okay. Let's take some calls. On what? Oh, WABC Fred. How are you, Fred? What's on your mind, Fred?
Dr. Savage, you know, I love listening to your show. I've been listening to it for probably 25 years. My kids grew up with it, and I know how you like to tell family stories or life stories.
Right.
I always enjoyed how you interject that into your show. And I know you like Sopranos.
I love it.
In New York, right out of school, I moved out to California, was out there for 30 years. And when I would come back to my mom's younger brother was actually a member of the Cavalcanti crime family. The Sopranos is based on that crime family. When I would come back to visit, she would always make me drive her over to Fort Lee to visit her brother. So we, about four times a year, I would I would come visit my mom, and I remember something that always stuck with me. So we're at, I think it was actually Thanksgiving, where, you know, I take my mom to her brother's, and we're at the, you know, the dinner table. And, you know, he, great guy, he could tell some amazing stories. And I remember one of the stories he just, he said, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I would have become a politician because it's legalized crime. And I always,
Of course it is. Look what Hillary got away with without picking up a pair of brass knuckles.
Exactly, exactly. So I just wanted to share that with you.
And here in San Francisco, hey, are you kidding me? Oh, if you only knew, your uncle only knew. Is he still with us, or he's gone to the next world?
No, believe it or not, he actually he gets out next year.
Oh, but he hasn't been pardoned. You mean Obama hasn't pardoned him yet?
No, he has not. He has not. He actually, what's funny, he, one of the stories I remember, you remember the movie Goodfellas?
Yes, of course.
So you remember the scene where they're in the jail and Sorvino, he's slicing up the garlic really thin?
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Is that true? They really cook, used to cook in prison?
You know, well, he did, yeah, and my uncle, I remember him telling me he was in the next cell when those guys were in that prison.
And they what, the top guys were able to cook in their own cell?
That's what he said. But, like, I didn't...
Yeah, but I think those days are over. You know, you look at what happened to... the guy who died and came out with the cancer, what, I forget his name, the Don, the Teflon Don.
I mean,
he didn't have a great life in prison. In fact, another prisoner beat him up. Remember?
Yes. Well, I know he was in federal.
There's not even respect for murderers anymore. Look at the society we're living in. It's so broken down that there's not even respect for mob guys in prison. Look what's happened to the country.
Yes. So I just, I just wanted.
No, I was a joke. Come on, it's a funny thing. So you're not in the business yourself, are you?
No, not at all. I, like I said, not at all.
Yeah, come on, it runs in the blood, you know, and it runs in your blood.
Well,
yeah. I mean, if someone looks at you the wrong way, you give them a good belt, right?
Well, no, I do remember growing up, my uncle, you know, we grew up in the city, and then my parents moved out to Long Island, and my uncle on, you know, for the 4th of July, we always looked forward to his coming out, because he would come out in a Cadillac with the trunk full of fireworks.
That kind of uncle. Everybody wanted that kind of uncle, right?
Yes.
Right. I get it. He was your favorite uncle. In between beating up people, mugging, selling drugs, he was a great guy.
Well, he, you know, it's funny. He actually, it's an even more entertaining story, I guess, because I don't know if you remember the article in Business Week back in the mid-90s called The Mafia on Wall Street.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
There was an article, cover article of Business Week back in like 95, I think. It was called The Mob.
What were they talking about? The Democrat? They were talking about the Democrat Treasury Secretary at the time?
No. It's just it was funny. It was just that article was about my uncle, but I always remember they had all the facts wrong. So ever since.
Of course they have. Everything they do is wrong in the news business. That's why they're in the news business.
Right.
It's the opposite of the news. What they sell is the opposite of the news. Yeah, you're a good-natured guy. I really appreciate the call. Ed, you're calling out of where? Where are you calling from? New York?
Actually, I moved back to New York 10 years ago, and it's actually Fred.
Fred, I'm sorry. Where'd you live on the West Coast, San Francisco or L.A.?
Actually, 10 years in San Diego and then 20 years up in Santa Clara and Fremont.
Were you able to get a good Italian meal?
Honestly, no.
No. it's a different cuisine. You got to understand, some of it's very good, but it's so different than what you grew up with, the Mulberry Street kind of food. I like red sauce. I'm a red sauce Italian guy. If I don't go into a restaurant and I don't have bigger meatball available with a sauce and this, I don't like it. You know, even the clam sauce here doesn't taste like clams.
Well, it's fine. Actually, and there are a couple places here. My favorite is...
But I'm gonna tell you, you're such a good-natured person. Now, here's what I'm going to do something for you. Because I made a mistake when I was trying to remember my great sponsor, chwine.com. That's from Cameron Hughes Wine. This guy gets the best wine at the lowest prices. Like, you know, there's the private labels, good stuff. I'm actually going to ask him to send you a free bottle of the best of chwine.com. Stay on the line. We'll get that to him. Cameron Hughes, please listen. And don't bill me for it because I'm just doing a makeup for not pronouncing your site right. I mean, I have him for the holidays. I want this guy to do well. You know, I'm going to tell you something funny. I just got an email from, I'm not giving you the numbers, I'm not divulging. I asked the sales director of my company how my last quarter is doing, financially wise. He said, you're having your best financial quarter ever. October, November, December. Isn't that amazing? And I have almost no political ads. So if you think it's coming in from Trump, you're wrong. Isn't that interesting that I have almost zero ads from Trump? I mean, think about that one. I've had him on the show. I helped propel him where he is, but I never solicited. I never said buy on my show. Never. So it's good. Straight out advertisers, Swiss America, all the good people, the pillow.com guy, everyone. I'm so happy with them because they're like high class, you know, products. I'm glad I'm probably selling a few of the others. Family members, you say, God, all you're selling is like bald remedies and prostate. And this, it's embarrassing. No, it's moved up. It's way past the bald and prostate job. 855-47282. I'm having a good time now. Why? I don't know. Like, for the first time today, I feel like I'm out of the, you know what I mean? Do you remember a day like you can't pull out of the mood you woke up with? I've been running from the second I got out of bed. And every day, like clockwork, 6:45, no matter when I go to sleep. 6:45, no clock, nothing. I don't know, well, because the lights comes in under the curtain. I draw the curtain, but a Lenny Light diurnal cycle up. The animalistic, primitive man, the Zorba the Greek guy gets out of bed. And the dog, I pick him, I don't let him jump anymore. My little teddy is sad. He's 12, you know. He looks like a puppy. People always say, how old is the puppy? He's 12. But they're little toy poodles. They look like, you know, babies forever. But he's got like a pinched windpipe. A lot of these poodles get that. It's a lifetime of jumping and pulling on. like a sled dog. I used to stop. like a sled dog. He could pull a 40, 50-pound person on a roller skate. But then I got him the bridles with Don't Choke the Neck. It was later on in his life. You know, I didn't know about it early on. So he has a pinched windpipe. So we got the x-ray. It's like getting smaller. So I don't let him jump off the bed in the morning. But it's a big thing with a dog because to change their conditioned response, like I get up, I rustle in the bed. The first thing I think of is don't let the dog jump now. I don't think about myself. It's like, don't jump, Teddy. Don't. Where is he? In the dark, like blurry-eyed. Don't jump, Ted. Where are you? Come to. As he walks over, and I gently put him on the ground. It's nice, you know, you take care of a living creature. This is the best thing about Western civilization is that we're kind to animals. Now, compare that to the animals that they're bringing in. Okay? I'll be back. Think about that. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Ever seen an election where a woman who will no doubt be indicted, even if she wins the presidency, would still run, that she has no class? If ever you saw a woman and a machine behind her who had no concern for the nation, even though she claims every day that it's about the nation, we all know it's crap, can you believe this woman would not step aside? Can you believe that the party of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid is so corrupt that they wouldn't make her step aside and let Pence, whatever his name is, the clown, Freddie the Clown, Freddy from Freddy the Nightmare movie. There's the creepiest guy in the world. You put clown makeup on the VP guy, he could run in. He could be a Freddy Krueger. Scary, scary face. But the point is, let him run. I don't know his name. I can't remember it. He's like so you can't remember. What is it? Schmendrick? Kane, Citizen Kane. All right, so let Trump run against Kane. I got news for you. Kane might do better than her. White male versus white male. You got a choice between two old white guys. Now, all of a sudden, people are going, Kane, all the guys who hate white people, saying, oh, white man no good, white man no good, white's no good. She's a woman, not a man. All of a sudden, he's screaming, Kane, yeah, great, great, Kane, crank, and Kane. Politico right away finds a thing that says he saved Boy Scouts from falling off a cliff when he was 9, but he never told anyone about it. He was actually the co-developer of the cure for polio. He worked with Jonathan Salk when he was a year old. He was so bright they moved him up from kindergarten to work with Jonas Salk. Oh, little known facts about Tim Kaine. Hey, call up Politico, just get it right out there. Get MSNBC on the line. We'll get doctors and lawyers to get up there and say Tim Kaine wrote the Constitution. Not directly himself, but he had ancestors who wrote the Constitution. He can trace all the way back to the Kaine family, was directly related to Thomas Jefferson in World War II, although he wasn't in it directly himself. His father somehow saved a brigade of soldiers from a massacre by the Nazis. That's our little Kane family. Yeah, Marines, I read about it in Politico. There it is, right there in the Daily News. That's what they would do if they ran them. They're going to investigate her again. And they don't have to find a bombshell to indict her on criminal charges. There's a new prosecution coming, and if we had a legitimate Congress, she wouldn't be this far. Moreover, if we had a legitimate press, which we do not have, she wouldn't be a candidate right now. But they are so committed to the first corrupt woman president, tied to Satan, tied to the Satan cult, directly through her chief of staff, John Podesta, which you know nothing about. It won't even come out. It took 50 years after World War II to understand that all the men around Hitler were on drugs. They were drug addicts. They were on meth. The whole Russian, the German army was on methamphetamine. The supermen were on meth. And that the leaders around Hitler were Satan worshippers. It took 50 years to uncover that. Well, you know it right now and you don't want to accept it. So what can I tell you? It's all in one source, scorched earth. But don't believe me. Don't believe me at all. Believe yourself, because you know everything, right?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Hey, listen, 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 listen. Hey. Listen up. Hey, everybody. Everybody. Hey. Listen up. Hey, I told you to be focused, and you're not focused right now. Listen to what I'm saying. Hold up. Sit down and be quiet for a second. Everybody sit down and be quiet for a second.
The world's coming apart because of Hussein. He lost control of a crowd, of the Hillary Clinton crowd. So look, what can I say to you? Lost control of a Hillary Clinton crowd in Fayetteville, North Carolina. For whatever the reason is, he's going around and around and around to African-American communities trying to make their vote numbers go up because they're not coming out in the same numbers they did for him. So he's out on the stump, as you'd expect. He's not supposed to take care of the business of the nation. He's supposed to take care of the business of the party. So here's the odd part. An elderly Trump supporter gets up in the middle of Obama's speech, and they start booing him. And he can't get control of the crowd. And he starts screaming at them. He blew it, in other words, because he's used to holding control of everything. And he says to the crowd, "No, don't boo." He said, "Vote." He said, "I want you to pay attention, because if we lose focus, we could have problems." All right, not a big story unto itself. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. But the man lost control. The Marxist professor lost control of the crowd. And we only hope to God that the Democrat Party loses their grip on the American people on Tuesday. So I understand that there's a new children's book out that Chelsea Clinton is reading to her, to Hillary's granddaughter. It's a nice book. It's called Nana Goes to Prison. It's to help grandchildren of grandparents who go to prison, to, you know, help them through it. Nana Goes to Prison. I hear it's a bestseller. Oh, Lord help me. God, people hate her. Why do people hate her? You know, that's not right. That's pretty mean of you. After she's a nice grandmotherly woman, why do you hate her so much? Why do you hate her, actually? What do you think about? What do you hate about Hillary Clinton? All right, wait, that's so. I wonder if George Soros has grandchildren. Can they get a book out for him? What would it be called? Nana Goes to Prison? Or we call it Banana Goes to Prison? I don't know, whatever. It is the Savage Nation. It's hour number three. It's been a long day's journey into night, believe me. Actually, a long night's journey into day for me, but
Now it's daytime, and now it's a long day's journey into night. To me, it's the same. Long day's journey into night. Then the night's coming. It's a long night's journey into day. It's like walking on glass for me every day. But I thrive on it. I mean, that's the funny part. If I had it easy, I don't think I'd be healthy. I like hard. I don't mean too hard. Not exactly. Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking for the gulag. I'm not looking for a gulag kind of hard, but you need a little stress in your life, or you just become an average white guy in the suburbs with nothing to do. I look at the retired guys. I feel bad for them. They don't know what to do. That's why they usually, it's like they get sick fast because then it occupies their time. They get to go to the doctor. They get to see x-rays. They see charts. They can talk about it and why everyone finally listens to them because they can't wait for them to kick over so they get the house or the car. So they become important for the last 3 months of their life. I'm not looking forward to that position. And so you could see I got to lighten it up a bit. Maybe between Helter Skelter and the Buffalo Springfield to the show, right? I like the Buffalo Springfield show today. I thought it was so... And how did I choose that song? You got to ask yourself, how do I have a knack for the songs? Would you believe that my subconscious started to play that song in my head when I woke up? I don't know why. I don't know. It's just like radio. It's just a thing. It's an instinct for radio. You know, like if you're a... Whatever your field is. Ice skater, you have a natural knack for ice skating, right? Or a hockey player, you have a thing with the stick no one can match. Basketball player, you could throw a ball from across the thing and in the hoop. I'm terrible at hockey. I'm terrible at ice skating. I'm terrible at basketball. I have a knack for radio. It's that simple. Look at Obama, how good he is at speaking and saying and telling lies and getting away with it. That's his knack. The man can just... Look at her. Look at Hillary, the knack she has for faking criminality and making believe she cares about middle class and jobs. It's fabulous to see people at work and how they get away with it if they're good at it. So what's in the news? I have to tell you the news. You can't read it yourself. Gang of teen girls attack 74-year-old woman on Coney Island bound Q train. Gee, I wonder what the gang of teen girls, I wonder what their ethnic background was, and I wonder what the ethnic background was of the woman who was attacked. Ooh! Ooh, we don't want to know that. Stay off that one. That's a show killer. Two people wounded in slashing spree at Rutgers School of Business campus in New Jersey. Suspect in custody. No picture of the suspect. Texas cop fired for allegedly feeding fecal sandwich to homeless person. Oh, please. I have a few comments on that, but I can't say it because I cherish my career. Man 20 takes deadly plunge from building, lands on scaffolding. All right. Another jumper in New York. Cubs fans celebrate during the World Series victory. I don't know who the Cubs are. I know I'm not American. I understand it was a World Series this week, the biggest attendance in history. I don't know who they were. I don't know. The Cubs were fighting the Giants. The Midgets were fighting the Bears. I don't know who they are. Who did they beat? Who did the Chicago Cubs beat who, Robert? I don't know. Oh, the Cleveland Indians. That's racist. Is it Indian? I think Chicago Cubs is an insult to Bears. I don't think you should be able to say Cubs. What if there's some bears out there who are proto-humans who can understand what you're saying? They're probably crying in a lair somewhere, saying Cubs. It's an insult to their heritage as a cub. Oil trucker flips over on Long Island, wallops three cars. I've always feared that, like a garbage truck or an oil tanker. Like you ever ride on a highway and suddenly you make like you're trapped between a monster truck on your left, an idiot in front of you, and like a Toyota Prius who's going under the speed limit in the middle lane because he's a good American. He doesn't want to burn up too much gas. And then there's no way to go, and you don't know how to get out of it. You can't back up and go behind. You can't go forward. You ever get in one of those? That's how I feel as a talk show host. Hillary Clinton represents both the gasoline truck and the Toyota driver. I'm the guy trapped in the right lane. I can't get out of it. There's nothing you can do. You just up and, you know, got to live with it. You got to ride along till election day. De Blasio is the mayor of New York, the former Sandinista lover. Learned about possible Al-Qaeda terror attack on New York days ago and says it's not clear how credible a threat against three states is. You hear? Because he can't turn it into hate. Playboy playmate Danny Mathers. Who are these? Charged with invasion of privacy over body-shaming picture of naked woman at gym.
What is this about? I don't even understand, like, the society I live in. How could anyone take a Playboy Playmate seriously? Have you ever known who Playboy Playmates are? Do you have any idea what kind of women they are? You don't have any idea, do you? I have a Playboy Playmate story. It's not dirty. I swear it's a true story. I never told it. No, I shouldn't. No, I'll save it for after the election. You see, I was 18 years old. No, it's absolutely true. Tell it. Robert wants to hear it. Yes? It's not a... Okay. Let's see how this works. One of the girls in the crowd, we were college kids. Her sister was a Playboy Playmate. So, like, oh, my God. What is a Playboy Playmate? A decent-looking girl who put on a tail and a hat and went in a club and then seduced stupid businessmen who paid too much money to see women. You know, I don't understand that. I never went. So the thing is, she was like, oh, man, she was the most desirable woman that anyone ever thought of, Playboy Playmate, right? So all the guys wanted to be with her. As luck had it, she liked me for some weird reason. I was a shy kid. I had no idea she'd pick me. She had a pick of the litter, right? I think we were the same age bracket. She may have been old, like 22. She was an old woman. She was an oldster, 21, 22. I was 18. I don't know what I was. So anyway, so all right, whatever. She picked me. The afternoon went by. So I was on cloud nine. I remember it now. It's coming back. How these things are coming back to me, because they're sort of unimportant. And I swear, why do I have to swear? I'm telling you the truth all the time. I hate guys who say, I'm telling you the truth. Like, you mean otherwise you're not telling them the truth? I love when a guy says, I'm telling you the truth, but like, you know, otherwise you don't. I'm in the car coming back from a flight. I don't know where, in Flushing, New York, to my house. And I had a used, like, Chrysler New Yorker with a Hemi engine. I only bought the car because it had the big engine in it. And I wanted the big engine because the thing was a tornado. I am so, like, floating on cloud nine that I had this experience, so I thought, that it was so one. It was not really different than anything else. But all right, it was, you're young and you think it means something different. That I got into a car wreck. I was T-boned in the car. I don't know where the guy came from. Careened into the car, wrecked, broke the back off the car. But they were built. I mean, those cars. This car was built better than the Playboy Playmate. I didn't suffer any internal damage. The car was hit from the side. Nothing broke inside. Glass flew. But they were thick, made of steel with a frame. Made in Detroit, made in Pittsburgh. The frame was made in Pittsburgh, not made of toothpicks somewhere in Korea. Nothing happened. So I go home. I mean, I had the car towed. And it's towed to the house, and it's worthless. You can't fix a car like that once the back is broken on a baby. But the engine was intact, right? I'll never forget to this day. I put it up for sale. I don't know how, through a guy who was a mechanic who knew someone and knew someone. Some Hell's Angel comes over, and he wants to buy the car for the engine. I sold him the whole car for $400. I don't know what I got for it. And they like towed it away in some kind of like hitter truck. I don't even know what they had in those days. They didn't just take the engine out and leave the Hulk in the street. After all, in those days, you didn't leave a car in the street. Today, you would leave the car on your front lawn and take the engine out. Just lest all the way. And just a side story, because I saw it, body shaming by Playboy Playmate. My mind went, you know, it's interesting when you have a lot of stories and a lot of life behind you. You, HBO cancels Bill Simmons' show. He was like a star chef. And what, he got caught, is that the guy who got caught DUI? No, that's someone else. Robert De Niro, another story. I'm so bored of Robert De Niro. Here's another lib, super lib, left-wing progressive fanatic, and every day he's building a new restaurant or investing in a new business. How does that work? Or opening in like a restaurant with endangered species on the menu. Suicide rate for middle schoolers doubles, now kills more children than car crash. Oh, that's a horrible story. Suicide rate for middle schoolers doubles, now kills more children than car crashes. Why? You want eight reasons why the kids are killing themselves? Let us start with the medications they're on. Very high rate of suicide and homicide from the Prozac-like compounds, which I've been telling you for 30 years. That's number one. Number two, no parental control over their impulses, because they tell them if it feels good, do it. Number three, schools that are run by psychotics who tell them if it feels good, do it. Oh, you have suicidal urges? Here's the rope. You want to sleep with your dog? Don't worry about the Bible. So if there's no controls over a child's impulses, what do you expect to happen? You think it's coming out of nowhere? If the kid hadn't gone, had a priest to go to, this wouldn't be the suicide rate that you see right now. If the church bells were still ringing, and the kids went to church on Sunday, even if they thought it was BS, it was going in their head. Do you understand that you just put it out there? It's like the Ten Commandments should be in every school in America because they make sense. And if they were up there, even if the kid thought it was malarkey, it would be in his head. It's like a brainwashing, but a good brainwashing. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not this, thou shalt... So you know what to do and what not to do. So when you're on that brink of making some stupid decision, the stuff comes in your head of not to do it, not to steal, not to this, not to that. But because the psycho-feminists have destroyed the entire society, that is why the suicide rate is higher than it's ever been amongst middle schoolers. And that, my friends, is the whole story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Let me explain something to those of you who consider yourselves liberals and listen to the show and hate me. If you're an unsuspecting, unknowing leftist, you can easily presume that I am a racist, because that is how the left has painted anyone who criticizes communism. They're very clever. With the cunning of Satan himself, Hillary Clinton and her minions have created the paradigm so that any criticism of her or her policies is perceived as racist or sexist. And they've manufactured this perception with keen intent. And their intention, and very successful at that, is to marginalize any criticism of the left, of the communist agenda, as racist and thus beyond the pale of discussion and beyond the protection of free speech. That is why they've imposed speech codes in colleges. So after subverting the First Amendment and imposing a tyranny upon us, and nullifying those of us who have any sense of freedom that stands in the way of the bulldozer called communism, they are now adding new rights, such as the rights of minorities over white people, under the guise of white privilege. This is all taking us down the road of complete and total slavery, unless we stop them on Tuesday. What I've just said to you is perhaps the most pre-election paragraph you will read before the election. The election is between freedom and slavery. Make no mistake about it, the left has dominated the media and dominated your mind so that you think that anyone who criticizes her or her policies is a racist or a sexist or a thisist or a thatist. In other words, they want to nullify our right to analysis and free speech. If that is the world you want to live in, which is the new Soviet States of America, vote with her. That is who she is. I'm Michael Savage. These words cannot be found in scorched earth in that form, in that identical form. But the entire encyclopedia leading up to those thoughts are clearly spelled out in scorched earth and summarized in one sentence: for a friend. Life under Trump, death under Hillary. Make your choice. I'm Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So I get an email this morning from a friend of mine to show you that, as I predicted yesterday on the show, the day before on the Savage Nation, there will be violence after this election, especially if Trump should come as the underdog and win the election. The radical left has created an army of Occupy, an army of Black Lives Matter, an army of all of these street thugs, these agitators. They're all ready to go, and they're ready to be activated. They're ready to be triggered. George Soros, the most dangerous man in the world, in my opinion, gave Black Lives Matter $70 million. Now, when is the last time that George Soros had a black person to a dinner party in his apartment? If you're a black person, listen to what I just said to you. When is the last time this communist manipulator, agitator, money changer in the temple last had a black to dinner? I don't know the answer. Maybe he has black folks over every night. It could be he likes soul food. I really doubt it. So why is he funding Black Lives Matter and giving them $70 million? The same man who put Obama in the White House, according to my analysis. That's the army. Those are the armies of the night. So I get an email when I wake up this morning from a friend of mine. I should just say, generally, he's a former Navy SEAL. He's not a Navy SEAL, but he was. Came to me 4 a.m. And he says to me, Michael, classic story. My daughter turns 21 today. November 4th, I warned her not to go to a party, and I won't name the town. It's a liberal town in Sonoma County, California. He said, my daughter is a black belt in Taekwondo. She's also very conservative. She believes in the Constitution. So she gets in a discussion with some liberal moron girl. The girl cold cocks her from Portside. And he said, Michael, it is a testament to the coming storm. I told you that the liberals are the fascists, didn't I tell you? They don't want to use reason because they have no reason. All they have is violence. That's story number three. Here's another little one for those of you who don't know what's going on. This election is an election between pure, unadulterated America in the form of naked capitalism, as exemplified by Donald Trump, and pure worldwide socialism, as exemplified by Obama and Hillary Clinton. What is socialism? It means a very small power group runs the world, runs the nation, makes billions of dollars, and cuts benefits for everyone up and down the line. So a guy sends me this one today. Corvette owner explains the difference between capitalism and socialism. And it goes like this. It's a picture of a shiny new Chevrolet Corvette. A guy looked at my Corvette the other day and said, I wonder how many people could have been fed for the money that sports car cost. I replied, I'm not sure. It fed a lot of families in Kentucky who built it. It fed the people who make the tires. It fed the people who made the components that went into it. It fed the people in the copper mine who mined the copper for the wires. It fed people who make the trucks that haul the copper ore. It fed the trucking people who hauled it from the plant to the dealer and fed the people working at the dealership and their families. That is the difference between capitalism and welfare mentality. When you buy something, you put money in people's pockets and give them dignity for their skills. When you live in a state-controlled economy, you wind up with one salami hanging in a butcher store with a line wrapped around the block like in the ex-Soviet Union. Meanwhile, the con man in the White House has just shortened the sentences for another 72 drug dealers in federal prisons. That's right. All told, the con man in the White House has granted 944 people clemency, including 324 drug dealers who are serving life sentences. The White House is boasting that it's more than the previous 11 presidents combined. Now, why would this revolutionary president, and I say that in a negative context, not in a positive one, you see, not all revolutionaries are good. Some revolutionaries are evil. Mao Zedong was a revolutionary in China. He led to the deaths of 60 million fellow Chinese. There are other examples. So this revolutionary in the White House is boasting that it has released more federal inmates than the previous 11 presidents combined. Now, most are considered nonviolent offenders. I wonder what that means. Because to the thugs who run the government, what does nonviolent offender mean? Although some were convicted of firearms charges and connected with drug dealing. White House counsel Neil the Spokesmouth Eggleston says the individuals have earned a second chance. Why don't they give a second chance to the American Marines serving 20-year sentences in Fort Leavenworth who were arrested simply for doing their job, Mr. Obama? And now you understand the rest of that story. Here's another example of what this draconian government has done. A homeless veteran dies in the cold while refugees are given free food and housing. Source, U.S. Chronicle. Did you hear this? Well, my friends, that's what's going on. That's the world we live in. The damage will go on long after this revolutionary leaves the White House. And people are saying, well, you know, Hillary will be the third term of Barack Obama. It won't be the third term of Barack Obama. It will be the next term for the Clinton administration. See, they've already ruined the nation with 8 years. Now, many of you were deluded into thinking the Clinton years were great years. What you don't know is that's what caused, that laid the groundwork for the dissension in America today. Bill Clinton exported our factories and jobs with NAFTA. If you remember that election, Ross Perot came along, a very successful businessman. And he was real popular. He pulled a lot of votes away from the Republican candidate. Of course, that's what he was put up there for. He was a tremendous salesman, Ross Perot. Folksy delivery, looked inside the hood of a car kind of ad. Now, when I look inside the hood of a car and I see something broken, I know how to fix it. Well, I'm looking inside the hood of this country called America, and I see a battery cable disconnected. Well, he was so popular. Well, guess why Ross Perot pulled votes away from the Republican candidate and gave us Bill Clinton? Well, I was the only one. I remember it to this day. I was early in radio. It was 94, 5, I think, around that period. I said, wait a minute. Hold it. What is this? Ross Perot owned a company called, I forget the name of it, but it was a data processing company, EDS or ETS or something, Education Data Service. I said, wait a minute, what does this big company of his do, Ross Perot? Well, it processes welfare checks for the federal government. So I said, wait a minute, put two and two together. What he's doing here, he's sounding like a populist, appealing to the masses of disaffected Americans in order to make sure they don't vote for a Republican, but they vote third party for him, therefore guaranteeing the election of Ross Perot. I don't have the tape. I could prove it. That was my insight when I began in radio. Well, of course that's right. So it was all a con. Why would he do that? Where was he deriving most of his income in my analysis? If he has a data processing firm that's processing federal welfare checks, what would he want? Wouldn't he want to continue that business through a federal government that's friendly to him? And wouldn't he want to increase the welfare rolls? You think there's anything more to things than that? You know, whenever you're confused about anything, just ask yourself one question. Where's the money? And follow the money. That'll answer almost all of your questions. That's all. We read today something astonishing. It's something that we hinted at the other day was likely when I said to you, just through common sense and logic, that if the pervert's laptop, that's Anthony Weiner, was being shared by Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, who was communicating with Hillary Clinton, it means that Hillary Clinton's top secret emails were being shared by anyone in the world. And we had an intelligence agent call who said that's 100% right, backdoor right in. And today we read that Clinton's private server was likely hacked by at least five foreign intelligence agencies. And the Dems have the nerve to say the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. They don't need the Russians with Hillary Clinton. She is the enemy within. But what is the point of telling you this when you already know it? The deplorables all know who she is. They all know what she is. They know that the machine is behind her. They know that the banks, the intelligence agencies, the arms companies, foreign money, the media, and the media puppets are all behind Hillary Clinton. Because they are the establishment. Make no mistake about it. You are the deplorables. You are the dissidents. And what I'm about to tell you is not very pretty, but dissidents are not treated very well by Satan-worshipping, power-mad lunatics, such as those surrounding Hillary Clinton. I woke up this morning and I look at the news, and the first site I go on is my site to see what was put up while I was sleeping, by World End Daily, then I go to Drudge, and I was actually not shocked, but I was pleasantly stunned by the headline, Wiki Wiccan Podesta Practices Occult Magic. I said, my God, this is like Hitler. This is like the Hitler people. They were into witchcraft and magic. Then Julian Assange, WikiLeaks says, Clinton and ISIS are funded by the same money. How many years have I been telling you that something was wrong with the picture when Obama couldn't defeat a ragtag army without a Navy or an Air Force? We defeated Hitler in less time. That's because they are his army. And now we read this garbage, terror threat warning Monday. Are you joking? The very same intelligence agencies who permitted so many events to go on right under their nose and tell us afterwards they had him under surveillance, and now telling us that New York, Texas, and Virginia are all possible targets on Monday? Wait, it gets even worse. Listen to the double talk of the propaganda. Take a guess who the local police and the intelligence agencies are warning us to be on the lookout for. Are you ready? Violent extremist ideologies, no word for Islam, no word for Muslim, no word for ISIS. Violent extremist ideologies, that could be, I guess,
your son who just came back from Afghanistan, sovereign citizen. That mean a white male who is not ready to be rolled over and have his malehood removed by the radical feminists who are running America, or the other extremist activity. This is what your illegitimate federal government is putting out there. She said, big deal. It's all nonsense. I know more than you. I'm a smart liberal. I live in a big city. I make a lot of money. I'm so much smarter than you. What kind of freedom do you want? What do you mean you don't have freedom? What kind of freedom do you want? I can have sex with an animal if I want under Hillary. It's great. Obama's blew the door off all of this Christian mythology. I can sleep with a zebra, and I'm not guilty about it anymore. What do you mean freedom? We have the freedom to do anything we want. If it feels good, we do it. Why not do it in the road? We do it in the road.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Coming out of the Bronx, New York, Obama's war on the police has just claimed two more victims. That's right, two more victims. In my day, nobody would have ever shot a cop. The city would have been shut down. Two NYPD police officers shot in Bronx responding to a home invasion. A source told FoxNews.com. Two police officers were rushed to nearby Jacoby Medical Center. One officer was shot in the head and the other shot in the leg, according to the police. The gunman was killed. Oh, one less Democrat voter, a source told the New York Daily News. The shooting occurred at around 3 p.m. Eastern. Now you say, well, why am I saying it's Obama's fault? Why? Why? You have forgotten what Hussein has done since his first day in office with the rhetoric? And the rhetoric of Eric Holder, the anti-cop rhetoric, day after day after day after day after day after day. And now the thugs are no longer intimidated by the police. The thugs know they can shoot first and then run away. In the old days, there were not that many police being killed. If a cop got shot, they closed the city down. And they hunted that cop killer to the end of the earth. And then they went to the crime families and they told them, that unless you turn in that cop shooter or cop killer, you're out of business. You're not going to have one numbers racket running in the city. Not one hooker is going to walk the street. No one is going to gamble in a gambling den unless you turn in that cop killer. Those are the good old days. I haven't heard Hillary give a speech about the cop killers today. She's busy debasing America somewhere, attacking the FBI agent and the FBI itself. Did you hear that story yet? Headline on Fox News is, of course, what you'd expect from this regime. They want to fire James Comey. So all of the most corrupt and evil members of Congress are demanding that the head of the FBI be fired for doing his job. Have you ever seen anything like this? That's like a cop doing his job and that now they're screaming, get rid of him. And who's behind it? Do you know who's the number one loudmouth who wants Comey gone? Valerie Jarrett, the Iranian agent inside the White House. Now, why would Valerie Jarrett be interfering in an investigation like this? Who is Valerie Jarrett? What do you mean, Valerie Jarrett? I never voted for a Valerie Jarrett. Dems trying to nudge Comey out of the FBI after Clinton probe decision. And who's pushing it? Valerie Jarrett, Obama's chief advisor. You never elected her, did you? Who is this strange woman? Well, I don't never heard of her. She's a nice lady with a scarf. So they want him out. Then House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, one of the most esteemed and clean congresswomen in the history of America, the woman with the cleanest skirts in Congress, is joining the fray, and she says, maybe Comey's not in the right job. Some have thought Nancy Pelosi's not in the right mind. Some in the media have thought Nancy Pelosi's not only not in the right job, she's not in the right mind. So she wants Comey out as well. Not to be outdone is Senator Chuck Senator Upchuck Sewer of New York called Comey's actions appalling. Lost confidence. So they're all lining it up. What has Comey actually done? I don't know. What did he actually do wrong? He did his job, and that's not allowed under a dictatorship. It didn't go through the Central Clearinghouse of Iran. If it didn't clear the mullahs in Iran via the conduit Valerie Jarrett, then it's not a good thing for the FBI to be doing this kind of work. Because God knows what may come out next. See, if Comey has continued to go along with his investigation and find what these emails contain, and they see a chain going from Obama, Jared, Hillary, mullahs in Iran, despots in Saudi Arabia, that's not good for business. Not good. Hush, hush, my darling. So get rid of the head of the FBI in your lifetime. Would you believe this? Well, you better believe it, because that's what's going on. That's all. A robbery suspect shoots two NYPD sergeants in Bronx, one wounded in the head. Heavily armed gunman killed in firefight. 2 weeks ago in San Francisco, an SF cop, because he was under the constraints of the new federal laws which have cops getting killed like flies now, he was not able to shoot the thug who was on the run after a robbery. The thug shot him in the head. And then the police shot the thug, and you know what the idiot police chief said? The moron they found with a lower, an IQ lower than a newt. A newt has a higher IQ than the SF police chief. The moron gives a press conference and says, we're celebrating that the perpetrator was able to live. It shows that our new policing policies are work, that he wasn't shot. You hear this? Alice in Wonderland.
Savage.